gay boys. Hashtag that girl. Sunbeams, drag queens, L word. Is that girl the girl of all our dreams? She's everything that every girl should be. Aqua, South Beach, hashtag that girl. Pride filled, tea dance, Wilton. Is that girl Latina, but she's universal too. If you find a girl to love, only one girl to love, then she'll be that girl too. That girl.
Say what? So, wow. This looks different than my bedroom that you usually see us in, right?
Yeah, we're not in your bed anymore.
We're not in my bed anymore, Toto.
No, we're not in Kansas anymore.
I just wanted a reason to call you a twat. You know that Toto, right, in Puerto Rican means twat?
Is it really?
It really does. It really does. Our cameraman is Puerto Rican, yes or no?
Yes.
See? Well, hi, everyone. My name is Faye Wood, and this is my bestie here, Mr. Cal Gajraj, and you've seen us plenty of times coming to you into your bedrooms and into your lives from the comfort of a nice little plush bed. And today, we are not in a little plush bed, but we are in something like way more dramatically amazing.
Yeah, we are on the Celestial cruise line from Greek sailing the Mediterranean.
Oh my God, but doesn't that sound rich?
And famous?
It really does.
Like
it,
us.
It really, like us. Like us. It's hysterical because we really do bring South Florida and who we really are wherever we go, right? Like geography is just a thing because like we're here just kind of like, okay, people are taking naps. So we're like, we need this area to record our show. People have been so nice enough to just like accommodate and be like, okay, no problem.
So you know? To everyone back home, hola mi gente.
No, you can't. Well, okay. Hola mi gente. How about, what have we learned in Greek so far? Like, Sera, what is it?
We've learned a lot in Greek so far. I just haven't remembered it, but there's just so much. And like the culture and the food and the people and,
yeah,
you know, the art and the history. It's incredible.
It is incredible. I just remembered what I learned. Yamas.
Yamas.
Yamas. Yamas. And the only reason I remember that is because of my Jamaican friends.
Yaman.
Because it makes me think of Yamam, which is a guy that's... Anyway, We've been jumping around Europe. Wow.
Yeah, we both were in London. We didn't get a chance to see each other. Mm-hmm. But we both crossed paths in London before we landed in Athens and, you know, spent a day in Athens and we got an opportunity to visit the Acropolis in the Temple of Athena. And it was just so incredible to be walking those grounds of like ancient Greek history.
Completely. And you could feel like the energy. I kept on telling like all the folks that we were hanging with, like you could feel the energy of the dead.
Yeah.
I know that sounds morbid, but it didn't feel morbid while I was there.
No, but I mean, these are things we learned about in school and history and, you know, Athena and Zeus and Aphrodite. Like we were walking those same grounds that these gods existed, you know, thousands of years ago.
Thousands of years ago. Yeah. And it's crazy how you hear all the backstory, right? Yeah. You hear all the tea, right? And I know that people are always like, oh, you gays, you want to make everybody gay. It's not that we want to make everybody gay. It's just that we have existed since the beginning of time. And like some of the artifacts that we saw yesterday were like thousands and thousands and thousands of years BC. Like, take that in, okay? And we existed back then. You know, there were men that were just like in love with their partners. And when they lost their partners, due to health reasons or whatever else, they would build statues all over town to that man who that person loved. Like, it's just like little points of love like that that have always existed throughout time.
I know, it makes you think about like our relationships and the relationships that we've been in. I'm like, you never built me a temple? Where's my monument? Where's my statue?
Well, we haven't gone. We're going to be going to Turkey. We're going to be going to Egypt. We're going to be going to all these incredible places. And, you know, these are, you know, a mosque will be somewhere that like, it's, you know, it's your roots, it's your religion, it's where your family, you know, it's instilled into your base.
It actually gives me chills because just thinking about the fact of being in Cairo, where my grandfather on my mom's side of the family, they're Egyptian, just being there to me, you know, it's just really exciting. And also going to Turkey and being able to visit a mosque, mm-hmm. you know, being first generation Muslim American, you know, these things that we don't get to do all the time. You know, a lot of people, you know, get to travel the world and, you know, go to Caribbean. They come to us, where we are in Miami. But now we get to travel to these ancient cities that existed for thousands of years and just soak in the culture. mean, it's breathtaking.
Well, and again, like the fact that you're able to go into a mosque in a whole completely other country, like what a beautiful thing that is. What a wonderful gesture that is to, that a testament to your legacy, to your, you know, upbringing, to your parents' history, to your ancestors, right?
Yeah.
And I'm just looking at the pretty people, folks. I mean, oh man, like, you know, these Greek boys are just gorgeous.
And speaking about Greek boys, we have to give a special shout out to Athena Dion. We spent some time in Crete, where Athena and her family are from, Athena Dion, from our house in Wynwood back home. So, hi Athena.
Athena's getting way too much play these days. She don't need me to.
We love Athena. Her. We love our house.
I love Athena.
Yeah.
So I love Athena. What's... No, I really know. I'm just like, I'm totally messing with her because that's the only girl that makes me feel ugly.
Yeah.
No, but what's next? So we are traveling to Egypt next. And, you know, we have certain missions that we want to accomplish in most of these places, right? We want to find an LGBTQ plus person. We want them to tell us how it is to be LGBTQ and in Cairo, right? We want to see a mosque, right? We want to buy some kind of a wonderful outfit.
Oh, yeah.
Right? We've got to try something that, we got to try a special, a food that is like from there.
Yes.
Right? You've been looking around at different jewelry pieces,
bracelets and rings, but most importantly, our main priority is to get the perfect shot of Faye Wutt in front of the pyramid. So make sure you're following Faye on all social media platforms, Facebook, Instagram, X.
I really hope that happens. Like, and you know, somebody asked me like, oh my God, do you really want to ride a camel, Faye? And I'm like, no, I really don't want to ride a camel. They look smelly, and I have a feeling that I'm going to be smelly than in my nostrils for a while. I just need the picture. That's all I need.
They're like, not smelly, though. They're not smelly. I got to ride camels when I was in Cabo.
Okay.
They're actually really nice. They're like big horses.
And they don't smell.
They don't smell.
And they don't walk in poop or anything.
No.
And so they smell like freaking flowers.
No,
okay. Khaled has just told me that his camels smell like flowers, and they're going to smell like pate after a beautiful grooming. I'm going to see how
that is. It's super cute because also camels connect with their hearts. And they'll give you kisses. So when I was in Cabo, there was one camel that kept following me around. His name was Juan, the camel. And he kept coming around and he would come down and would give me like little kisses.
Aww.
And the guy that was there was like, because he recognized your heart, like, because they connect with people.
That's
what he kept coming and giving me kisses. So,
did Juan the camel sexually assault you?
No.
Show me on this.
Shut. No, it was just very sweet.
No, okay, okay.
It was very sweet.
And so for me, like as a kid, like I've always been just enamored with like King Tut. I've always been enamored with pyramids and how they came to be. And, you know, you folks know that like we're pet lovers. And, you know, I love dogs and cats and I own both, you know. I don't own them. They own me. Right? But since I was a kid, I've always loved like a black cat. And I was just always interested in cultures that... that thought of cats as royalty, that, you know, that they weren't just a domestic, you know, short-haired cat that like lived with you, you lived with them. And so these are the things that I can't wait to see.
Cats are a big part of Egyptian culture and history.
Yes.
You know, and talking about history, Faye and I had the opportunity to host Queer News Tonight while we were in Athens at the temple.
At the Acropolis.
At the Acropolis.
Yes.
Can you believe
we did that?
Absolutely incredible.
I can't believe we did that.
You know, just some kind of the historical reference, like where we were, you know, is old.
Yeah.
You know, that's thousands of years that existed. But where we're going to be in Cairo, those pyramids are, you know, 2,000 years older
than
where we were at the Acropolis.
Than where we were in Greece. Isn't that crazy? You know, and, you know, I think like we talk about a lot about this off camera, that it's like, you know, we never thought that we'd be like these brown kids in Cairo, you know, or these, you know, these brown kids in the Eastern Mediterranean.
Yeah.
I have an Ankh tattooed on my back, but never in a million years did I think that I would be going somewhere where that would be, okay, this is where this is from, this is how it was represented, this is how it came to be. I'm not big on history. I definitely prefer a documentary on fashion any day, but when it came to this, it's different. It's just different. And like, I just want to take it all in. I want to take it all in.
Take it all.
And then at the same time, we're also traveling with 30 plus other LGBTQ plus folks and allies. And everybody's just been so much fun. You know, most of my coworkers, they're better with some alcohol. So it's nice to be around them.
you know?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, special shout out to Sunshine Cathedral.
Sunshine Cathedral! Yeah,
the world's largest progressive queer church.
Yes.
That broadcasts their Sunday broadcast every Sunday at 10:30 a.m. Eastern.
Yeah, so you can watch it anytime on demand or on YouTube or anywhere else. So we'll be sending more videos your way, letting you know about what we did and how it came to be. But make sure that you follow both of us on social media, all right? So you've got at Cal Gaj Raj everywhere. Everywhere, right?
Even LinkedIn.
Even LinkedIn.
Yeah.
Do people hook up on LinkedIn?
I don't know, but it might be a good way to meet professional people.
Well, okay. And speaking of professional people, next time we'll probably be talking about how it's been to see all these boys open up their grinders in all these different countries.
Yes, let's talk about that.
We'll talk about that. All right, all right. I am Faye Wood with my bestie here, Mr. Cal Gaj Raj, and we will see you soon.
Rainbows, gay boys, hashtag that girl, sunbeams, drag queens, L word, is that girl, the girl of all I dream, she's everything that every girl should be, Aqua, South Beach, hashtag that girl, pride filled, tea dance, Wilton, is that girl, Latina, but she's universal too. If you find a girl to love, only one girl to love, then she'll be that girl too. That girl.